Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Mike Brum from Milwaukee is joining us on the podcast today. Mike has a really incredible story. He was able to quit his job and focus full-time on building out his portfolio with only five properties. Now, this sounds absolutely incredible. Five properties doesn't sound like that big of a number. It sounds very obtainable. So I want to kind of figure out exactly how he did this. He's agreed to share all the numbers and exactly how he did it. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll dive right into the interview.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Mike has actually been on the podcast before. He was on episode 50 talking about how he has 16 properties that are all in the same neighborhood. Mike, today I really want to focus on those first five because that's really what got you set up to build the rest of the portfolio. So tell me that very first property. Was that a duplex or a threeplex?
A duplex that I turned into a threeplex.
Okay. Okay. Now, did the property need a lot of work?
It didn't need a lot of work, but I decided to gut the whole thing and make a lot of work for myself. My real estate agent was very surprised because I wasn't really looking for a house that I was going to gut.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of, there's some problems and I just kind of decided that I'm going to gut it and make it really nice.
Okay.
And that's what I decided to do.
Now, how much did you pay for that property?
$91,000.
Okay. And then how much was your rehab job?
About $60,000.
Okay. So you were all in around $150,000.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so a duplex to a threeplex, were you living there?
I was, after about 4 months of me working there, I moved up into my attic of that house.
Okay.
Where it was completely unfinished, very rustic living. And then while I was living up there, I was working on the floors below me.
Okay. You got the place totally fixed up. You got it rented out. Now, were you able to cover your mortgage and make a profit with that one?
Yes.
Okay. How did you finance the property?
Well, I bought it in 2006, the time where the banks were giving loans to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a pretty good loan and I didn't have to put much money down.
Okay.
And so, but I, you know, I paid for the mortgage with my, with the job that I had.
Okay.
And as soon as I was able to rent, I got the first floor rented first. And so as soon as I got that rent check, that really helped pay a lot of the mortgage.
Okay. So how did that work? Was the two rent checks that you were getting, that was covering the mortgage and then you had some money left over too?
Like, yeah,
that
definitely
was actually profitable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're living for free. You're living for free, but you're also making money, which is just incredible. So you had that and then a couple of years later, the market kind of crashed. So you
right.
bought that first property at the top of the market. And
yes.
then this was 2010 when you bought the next property?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So the market had just crashed. This was at a time when people were afraid to buy real estate. Prices were way down. Nobody wanted to touch it. How come you weren't scared off? Like what made you think, hey, this is actually maybe a good time to buy?
Well, I was at a point in my life where I had just gotten back from South Korea teaching English and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, with the rest of my life. And I remember going on this run in this neighborhood in the pouring rain. And I just felt like there was some good things happening over here. And I knew the house prices were really cheap. And so I decided then I'm like, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to fix it up. And that's what I decided I was going to do. And I didn't know at the time that it was going to be that was going to be my profession. But now it is my, my full-time job.
So you were just at this point, four houses away from being able to quit your job and focus on real estate full time, which I think is incredible. So let's talk about this, because I think this is going to be really interesting. So tell us about the next property you bought.
The next property was a city-owned property where the agreement is that you have to live in it for 5 years. And so I bought it with a buddy of mine, and it was $6,000 and needed a lot of work. So me and my buddy worked it, and we, you know, bought all the materials ourselves, and I lived upstairs, and my buddy collected the rent downstairs, and that's where I lived for the next 5 years.
Okay. So you bought the place for $6,000, and you're living there, you're fixing it up, and now the original property you owned, you're able to rent out all three units.
Yes.
So you've got, how much rent was coming in total for the first unit at this, the first building at this point?
1900.
Okay. So you've got now $1,900, and you've bought the second property for $6,000, and you're living there, and so you've got really good cash flow now that you're living off, but you're still working full time.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, how about paying for that? Now, I know you had a buddy. Were you guys just using cash, or did you have any kind of financing?
We financed some on the credit cards.
Okay.
But
no bank financing.
No bank
yeah,
financing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then you get that place fixed up, you're living there. So that's not actually making you any money, because you're living in one side and your buddy is, instead of living in the second side, he's just renting it out. So that property isn't actually making you any money, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, from there, you bought another property. And tell me about this property.
This is another city-owned property. And me and my original buddy, we bought that one and we did the same thing, but it was, you know, it didn't have the, you have to live in it for 5 years clause.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a investor property. And so we put a bunch of our time and a bunch of our money into it and rented it out as quickly as we could do it.
Give me some numbers on that one. How much did that one cost?
That one was $9,000, and we probably put in 40,000 plus all of our hours.
Okay. So I think that's a key thing here, is that you're putting a lot of time into fixing these things up. Are you actually doing all the work yourself when you're rehabbing it, or do you have any subcontractors?
95% of it we did ourselves.
Okay. And now you're working full time at this point. Are you just going after work and on the weekends to get everything done?
Yeah. Any free time. I mean, we both kept track of our hours. A lot of times we work together, but he was working full time too. So yeah, we were kind of scrambling just to try to get it done as fast as we could.
Okay.
So we know, faster you get it done, the faster those rents come
sure.
in, and then, you know.
And was this a duplex as well?
Yeah, duplex.
Okay, duplex. So you're all in at about $50,000 for the purchase and the rehab. And how much was that rented out for total for both sides?
$1,450.
Okay, awesome. So you've got $1,450 and no real mortgage on the house, so just some credit card debt, because that's how you were just buying stuff on the credit card, right?
Right, right.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay. So now, as far as your rental income, you've got the first triplex, you've got this property. So now you've got five units that are generating money off of two properties, but five units, and you're still working full time, and you wanted to keep going. You were looking to quit that job. So you found another property. Tell us about property number four.
That was a single family, and again, I bought it with my buddy, and that was $4,500, and we That one took a little bit longer to do because we were experimenting with some city funding programs that really didn't work out. But we put around $30,000 into it, plus all of our time, and it's rented for $875.
Okay. Now, these prices are just really incredible. I mean, buying a house for $4,500, $9,000, like how, what kind of condition are these houses in?
They're in really rough condition.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah.
So you're doing just a total gut job on the house, right?
Almost, yeah. A lot of, I mean, not total, but it's a lot of, I would say about 75% of it's gut job. Yeah.
Okay. And still you're not using any contractors at this point. This is your time, just putting a lot of effort into it. You're running to Home Depot, putting stuff on the credit card, putting all the work in. How long was it taking you from the time you bought a property until you had it ready to be rented out?
Probably 6 months, 8 months.
Okay. Okay. And were you going pretty much back to back? Like you would buy a property, get it fixed up, get it rented out, and then move on to the next one? Or were there any gaps?
Immediately move on to the next one.
Okay. All right, so you've got this single family. You're all in at about $35,000. You've got it rented at $875, and you're still looking for the next one. And then for property number five, tell me about this property.
That was a house I found on Craigslist, and it was an individual who actually went through the city program where he bought a house that he had to live in for 5 years, but he couldn't really handle the taxes and the water bill and that sort of thing. So I agreed to buy it from him, but he would have to remain a renter. So I had him sign a 4-year lease, and he stayed almost the whole time, but not the whole time, but it worked out in the long run.
Okay. And how much did you buy that property from him for?
$16,000.
Okay. And how did you finance that?
I borrowed money from my parents.
Okay.
On that one.
Okay. And did that need any work, or was that?
It was already rented. So.
So nothing really.
Nothing too major, but this past year I just renovated the second floor. And okay. So I made it all new. It's really nice. And I increased the rent. It was like the rent was $600. Now it's $875 upstairs.
Okay.
So
it was 600, and then how much was the other unit rented out for?
650.
650. Okay. So you got 1250 for both units, and that you didn't really, but before the rehab, it was really just the $16,000 to buy the house.
I did put a new roof on it, which that was $12,000, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Still incredible numbers.
Yeah, and, so good numbers.
And then after that property, you were able to quit your job.
Yeah, that's when I decided not to teach anymore. And then I really got moving because I had all this free time. I didn't have the responsibilities of being a teacher anymore. So I was...
Right, you could do rehabs faster.
Yeah, faster. And then that's when I got involved with the investors.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to do what you did, I mean, this was like a really kind of magical time where prices were so cheap. Like, could someone do this today? Or was this just a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity you had?
I still see good deals out there. But you have to be able to invest the time. If you do it with contractors, it's gonna be really hard. Unless you have lots of money,
right? And more expensive. I mean, you were doing this work all yourself, so you were putting your time into it, which was taking longer, but it was saving you a ton of money,
right?
To not pay the contractor. So, say for one of these jobs, like you, let me look at my notes here. So, for one of these jobs, like you spent $40,000. If you were to hire a contractor, how much do you think you would have spent?
Um, probably $50,000 more.
Okay. Okay. $50,000 more. So you would have been in at $90,000 or?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, all right.
Yep, now, yeah. Some, maybe $30,000 to $50,000.
Okay.
Each house is a little different.
All right. So if we're talking about some of the keys to be able to do this, the first thing is you found really good deals. You found really cheap houses that needed a lot of work that really nobody else wanted. There was probably a lot of other investors that would have been afraid of these properties.
Yeah, the city is, they're always tearing houses down, like, you know, tearing them down because, I mean, some of them should be torn down. And I'm sure if we didn't buy them, they would have gotten torn down, but we kind of saved them. And
right. Okay. So the number one key is you found good deals. And then I think number two is you took a lot of risk. I mean, the market was at a low point, but, and you know, when you've got a house that's $6,000, I mean, how much lower can it really get? But, but at some point, I don't know, like at some point were these houses maybe even like with the amount of money that you were putting in it, could you would you even be able to sell it for that price for what you had into the house?
Maybe right around that.
Okay.
If we use contractors, we would not be able to sell them.
Right. Okay.
But that's, yeah, I'm not really in, I've never sold anything. So I'm really into the buy and hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay. So the next key takeaway from this is your time. I mean, you did this work yourself. You weren't paying contractors, but you did put a lot of your time that you could have been doing something else.
Right.
And then today you manage all your properties yourself, right? Most of them?
Most of them I manage myself, but I'm experimenting with the property managers.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of feeling them out to see how they work for me and how they work for my tenants.
Okay.
So it's kind of trial and error right now.
So I think this is a real interesting thing. I mean, this is not, it takes a lot of time. I mean, you've got really just incredible cash flow off these properties, but it took you a lot of time. And I think a lot of people just want to click on a computer and buy something. And yeah, not have to put a lot of time, but you got out there, you got your hands dirty, and you put a lot of effort into it. And I think that that you're definitely getting rewarded for today. I think that's really awesome. Is there any other advice that you would give to someone that maybe wants to do what you've done?
Well, sometimes if you really want to get in the real estate world, like I was mentioning before, like some of the houses I have bought, they're home run deals, and you know they pay for themselves in 3 years. And then there's other houses that are like singles or doubles, and it might take 7 or 8 years, but they're still. I always think that it's a great investment, regardless. And if you really want to get into the game, just you know that first one is going to be the hardest one to buy.
Yeah,
I have some buddies that they're very interested in what I'm doing, and they're kind of sitting me down and want to learn how to do what I'm doing. And they're all kind of stuck in analysis paralysis where they know what I do. They know what they have to do, but pulling the trigger is a whole nother skill in itself. I feel like
it is. And I feel like it gets easier. You know, that first deal is really hard, but I feel like the more you do, the easier it gets.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's buying a house that, you know, you're not really sure what you're getting and it's scary. But my comfort level in buying houses is, you know, much greater these days.
Mm-hmm. So are you still, did you just keep doing the same strategy that you're buying these houses that are almost ready to be torn down and you're doing major rehabs? Is that kind of your strategy today?
Not so much today. I don't look for the house that's in really, really rough shape. So some of the houses, you know, I can get for 30 or 40. That needs some work, not the humongous work that I was doing. And so now I have a little bit more, you know, cash on hand to maybe buy a little bit better of a house.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I still love buying houses that I think are on sale.
Yeah. That's the key. I think you got to get a house on sale. You got to get a really good deal. But it was a good point you brought up a minute ago about that not every deal has to be a home run. That I mean, you can hit singles and doubles all day and still do really well. So
if you hit singles every year, you're still going to get runs in the long run.
Right. Know? Right. Absolutely.
So and if you buy three a year, that's great. If you buy one a year, that's great. If you buy one every 2 years, in the long run, you're still going to win. You know, just as long as you set a goal. I mean, when you're 60 years old or 70 years old, if you have 10 rentals that are paid for, it's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I hope that this show helps someone to be able to do the same thing. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.